sir. My name is Isha Nair and I'm from Urban Asian.
Hi, how are you, Shavi?
Hi. Firstly, sir, congratulations on the success of Ghazi attack.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
So, sir, we all know that Ghazi attack is an underwater war film. So, what were your experiences during the shoot?
See, this is the first time it's a submarine underwater war film, which is obviously something that nobody has done in the country before.
Okay.
And it's very very exciting for us to shoot for it, because everything that we've seen or done is being done for the first time. And obviously it was so much fun, so challenging, and at the same time it was such a big learning experience for all of us.
All right. And like, which was the most difficult scene for you to shoot?
I mean, because a lot of it is considered, because it was, it was all shot underwater, the place is very small. I guess all the action pieces were the most complicated ones, especially the ones that happen underwater.
Okay.
And when we were shooting with glass and all of those of the submarines, those were the really tough, complicated ones.
Okay. What makes you say a yes to a movie?
Well, first, it's the item itself. Is it a story that I want to tell? Is it a character that is right for me to tell?
Okay.
I guess that's the first thing that gets me in a film.
Alright. And how do you prepare yourself for any role, like a particular role or anything?
Well, it depends on character. I guess so each one is different from one another. And so each film has its own drill, I guess. Understanding characters, understanding their life, transform themselves into looking like them. I guess it's a bunch of things. But I mean, I can't pick one, but each film on its own.
Okay. We all know that you're known for your build, your hot body and all. So can you give us some fitness tips? Like some fitness tips.
Well, the only tip I give people is just find time for fitness. I mean, most of us are sitting and finding excuses saying there's no time for this, there's no time for that, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Five issues that you have always faced because of your huge build.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Say again, ma'am?
Yeah, any issues? Hello? Yeah, can you hear me now? Any issues that you always face because of your huge build?
No, I'm very happy that I have such a huge build. I can do so many different kinds of films. All kinds of war films are stuff that I'm doing. No, I feel very happy and blessed that I have this big and tall.
Okay. Few things that you think are a cakewalk for you because of your build?
Well, things get simpler. I mean, I have to do things like Bahubali.
Yeah.
I have to look like a warlord, and it's simpler when you're that big and that strong to get this done.
Okay. Do you prefer the bearded look or the clean shave look on yourself?
I prefer anything the film prefers. I mean, ultimately, I need to look like the character that I'm playing, not any other way.
Okay. And do you prefer Tollywood or Bollywood? Like, which one do you like the most?
For me, it's only films. I mean, it's stories to tell. Whatever language I'm playing, that story I don't know. For some reason, I think that tale. Whatever language is suited for it, I like written that language.
Okay. And are you like dating anyone?
No, ma'am, I'm single.
Okay, Bahubali 2 is to be released on April. So, can you tell us something about it?
So, if I get, South April 28th, I mean, the second part of our magnum opus that we did. And it's bigger, stronger, tougher. And it's a far more dramatic film than what part one was.
Okay, all right. And any upcoming projects besides Bahubali 2?
Well, I am shooting for two films right now. One is a political drama that is in Telugu, and I'm shooting for another bilingual film, Tamil and Telugu, which is set in the 1945 British India era. So these are two films I'm working on right now.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank
And
you.
we wish you all luck for all your movies and your whole
Thank you.
life.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you. Thank you.